This is KLCC News. I'm Jess Burns. This month, the City of Eugene's Human Rights Office, in conjunction with the Eugene Police Department, released a report documenting bias-based incidents and criminal activity in our community. It found there were 55 incidents reported in 2013, ranging from acts of physical violence to vandalism targeting people based on race, national origin, disability, sexual orientation, and religion. Here with me to talk about the findings is Michael Kennison, the manager of the Eugene Equity and Human Rights Office. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi, Jess.
This is the second year that the city has released this kind of data broken down into bias crimes and bias incidents. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between the two and then talk about some of the key findings?
You're correct. The report does include information about crimes, so those are things that the Eugene Police Department gets involved with and people can get arrested for. We also track incidents that aren't necessarily criminal in nature, but that we have concerns about. And those are activities that many of them are protected under free speech, but they're still activity that we feel reflects a certain level of intolerance and encourages intolerance in our community and would make folks not feel welcome and safe. A couple of things to keep in mind that we are seeing is that race is the one consistently has been the motivating factor behind both non-criminal and criminal incidents. You know, our communities of color are disproportionately impacted by these incidents. And then the other thing that we do see that's a little disturbing is that the majority of these incidents are non-violent in nature. They might involve more acts of what we would call intimidation. But some of them are violent and very disturbing. We're talking about serious assaults. And what we have seen is an increase in those assaults related to sexual orientation. So we're going to want to track that.
I know that the data set is pretty small. I mean, there were 55 incidents in 2013, and it's kind of difficult to draw broad conclusions. But I'm curious, there were more crimes based on sexual orientation this year. And I'm curious if you have any ideas about what would cause that increase.
Well, I think we'd be really speculating. I think you're spot on how you queued that up. These are pretty small data sets. Why those increases have occurred, I think we'd just really be guessing. It could be that there's more of it happening. It could also be that I think we're getting better at tracking it and reporting it.
I was struck in looking through the data that where a lot of these incidents happen. You know, a lot of them happen in the downtown core.
That's right.
A lot of people out on the streets, just a very active area, and you kind of would expect that. But then in 2012, there were a cluster of incidents near North Eugene High School.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2013, there were a cluster near Churchill High School. Any explanation there?
Well, the high schools track this activity as well. And these incidents can get reported and put into the kind of the police department pipeline. So if you have incidents occurring on campus, and that could be anything between actual disputes between students, as well as somebody could have written hate language in a bathroom and graffiti. If that's occurring in and around at the schools and that gets reported, then that'll be reflected in our data. It's important, though, to remember, I think, when you have incidents that are much more visible, like graffiti, that it's really important that we respond clearly and quickly to those incidents, because it's we don't want to leave a visible hate message out in our community to encourage that kind of intolerance and thinking. So if folks see any graffiti out there that is of a hateful or nature or reflects bigotry in our community, we want to know about it, and we want to clean it up as quickly as possible.
To that end, how are y'all working with the police department to decrease the number of these incidents?
Well, we work with our Human Rights Commission. We work with our neighborhood associations. We work with other community partners like CALC to do community education. Whenever there is a hate crime that occurs, we offer to victims to provide support to them and help them respond to that. If a victim does want to have that level of support, then we'll meet with them. We'll hear their story. We'll help them interface with the media if they want to tell their story in that way. We just basically try to do a more positive, proactive response. It just sends a message that this is not acceptable in our community. It doesn't reflect community values, and we want to be a safe and welcoming place to everybody.
Michael Kennison is with the City of Eugene's Office of Equity and Human Rights. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns.